This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Well, Sixers aren't shining on.
It's a fair point.
Seltzer, are they going to trade Joel Embiid this offseason?
I don't know. I don't even know what
probably
to say.
Probably not.
Think they'll be able to get what they would want to give him up. But yeah. I don't know what to say. I mean, he's probably going to have another surgery, right?
Recently he said it's going to require something pretty significant to get him back on track.
All-time news dump, putting that out during the Super Bowl.
It was unbelievable.
I don't think we gave enough credit to it being maybe the all-time dump in the history of Philadelphia to dump that right during when the... And it was when the Eagles were up big in the Super Bowls when that story
came out.
Look,
I'm going to dig that up because I do have that on my phone. I want to get to that shortly. It's worth informing people about if you don't know what Joel said. So we'll get to that shortly. Devin's going to be with us from Clearwater coming up at about a half an hour report on the Phillies. And to the phones we go. Let's get to Joe in Mayfair right now. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Honeymoon over? You know, the honeymoon over with the Eagles, or are we still flying high?
Flying high.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Chances are they're going to lose parts, and
honeymoon's not going to be over all offseason. I'm reveling, buddy.
Yeah,
we're
I'm
the champs.
You. Yep,
it's amazing with all the publicity we're getting in the storylines. But let me get into the Phillies, and then. But by the way, Joel Embiid will go down in history as the most selfish athlete ever in Philly sports. I mean, just. I
don't agree with that, but, look.
Nobody more selfish than this guy, Joe, ever. A superstar who makes his own schedules, goes to the Olympics hurt, decides when to play, when not to play. I mean, it's just mind-boggling. He's taken the Kawhi Leonard, I got to sit, way too far.
Yeah, but I think he's actually, really injured, Joe. That's the part I'm trying to drill down
fault.
On people.
Well, yeah, it's his own fault.
It's not purely his own fault. We've seen the guy have about 5 to 10 times in his career, normally on dunks, sometimes on block shots, where he lands awkwardly. I think his knee is injured.
Oh
look, he could have, for all we know, he could have arthritis in there.
Joe, he's not a two guard. He would have played his career
but that's different than saying that he's selfish. I mean, the guy came back last year to play in the playoffs.
It is what fives do.
It's not conditioning.
Selfish, Joe.
No, but that's different, and that ties in. But I mean, Joe, he came back last year when he probably should not have. And there's a chance it wrecked his career.
He shouldn't have played in the Olympics.
But did he do that because he knew his contract was coming? Got a contract. Came back,
possible.
Got a contract.
He would have gotten the contract anyway, in all likelihood.
We don't know.
What I dispute is when people act like it's all his fault. I've seen the guy's knee buckle 5 to 10 times when he jumps
Again,
high and lands.
Trying to do things like... Yeah, he's not supposed
but
to
Joe,
do
a player when he
size.
Dunks the ball has to jump, and then he's.
If you really want to put the fault on him, then you say he never stayed in enough shape, and that put wear and tear on his knee throughout his career, and that's on him.
And that is a real possibility.
That's the tragedy of all of this.
He should not be taking steps from the foul line to dunk a ball at 7'2". He just shouldn't be dealing with it.
If this were preventable, or to some degree, you know, reversible. If we were able to delay the inevitable,
that's the way to put it.
That he ages and that there's arthritic change, and this is what happens to every athlete. If he were able to delay that to some degree, it would really help our cause. And it feels like the opposite is true. That it's almost accelerated, and that's my greatest fear.
Yeah, no, that's reasonable.
All right, let me get to the Phillies real quick with the lineup. You know, I know they're never going to do it because of dollars, who makes the most money on the team, but I don't even agree with putting Schwarber behind Harper completely. You know, you got to put contact hitters at the top of the order where this solo home run, I got to play hero ball. Because if you don't have contact and you don't have men on base, everybody in the lineup's going to go for hero ball and swing at every pitch that's out there. So for me, if Stott's healthy, which he wasn't last year with an elbow problem, I'd have Stott 1, Bohm 2, Harper 3, Nick 4, Schwarber 5, Turner 6. Turner's no longer a top of the leadoff guy anymore with his looping swing. You got to get men on base, and Stott healthy and Bohm healthy are the two guys in that lineup that are contact hitters that hit the ball to both sides of the field, that take a lot of pitches, and if they get on base, then you let your 3, 4, and 5 guys hunt.
Well, you said Stott 1, who 2?
Bohm 2. Harper 3, Nick 4, Schwarber 5.
Here's the one thing I'll say, Joe, because it is intriguing, okay, and it kind of gets to, and we talked about this last year a bit, like who's better between Stott and Turner, like who's better. Yeah. I'll say this, Joe.
I like Stott uninjured.
Stott uninjured, and he does generally put the bat on the ball, but he's got to walk more. Like it's
last
ironic.
Last year was an outlier.
No.
I think last year he wasn't trying to walk.
He walked the year before either. Really,
Joe, it's an unusual situation. A guy that gets deep in the count that doesn't walk much. That's a weird one. So if he can just cross that, then he can be a leadoff hitter. But he's got to walk more.
I think
again,
he can.
When you're batting leadoff, you know that is your job now.
It's always your job.
Get on base is your job. Yeah, exactly.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't care where you're batting in the lineup. Work a good at bat wherever.
Well, totally. You have to have that mentality across the board to do that, and they don't.
All right, Joe, give me an answer for a great outfit in a movie or show.
Well, TV shows weekly, and he's been on TV for 40 years. I don't care which wrestling show it is, but no more iconic outfit than Ric Flair's his robe,
you know,
his entrance robe.
That could win. I mean, no, but you know what? Wrestling, it's not a movie. It's not a show. That's not a show. Give me the wrestling's a show. I'm dinging that. You guys want to vote for it, vote for it. I don't like it. Steve in Cherry Hill. Steve, good morning. Steve! All right, we'll get back to him. He's sort of there, but he's kind of not. Mike in...
sounded like he was underwater,
Dead. Central New Jersey. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
Awesome.
It's an honor talking to you guys. First time, long time.
Thanks,
I'm still on cloud 9 from the Super Bowl. Biggest surprise was my daughter came home from Charlotte, North Carolina. As soon as we beat Washington in the NFC Championship, she surprised us. Booked the ticket.
No way!
Wow. So she can watch the Super Bowl with her mom, dad, grandma, and grandpa, and her nieces,
Doesn't get any better than that, Mike.
Congratulations!
Once we won the game, she was determined. She had a one-way ticket. She was determined to stay here for the parade. Her mom went to the parade. I didn't go. My prostate, my knees, and my back can't take a parade. So I went to a sports bar while I dropped them off at Erie and Broad Street. They went to the parade. I picked them up 8 hours later, and they had a great time. My daughter shook Cooper DeJean's hand. She shook Kenny Gainwell's hand. They had great seats. They had a great time.
Good for you. That's good for them, man. That's great, Mike. Really good stuff.
Yeah, so like I said, it's definitely an honor talking to you guys. And go Birds.
Go Birds. Mike, give me an outfit
You can win the tickets to the concert.
You know what? I really don't have one, guys. So y'all got to go to the next caller for that.
You got it, buddy. Mike, appreciate that phone call. All right, let me get back to the Joel thing. So I dug up these quotes here. This was all part of an ESPN article entitled 76ers Embiid acknowledges he might need another knee surgery. Now, this was February 9th. That was the day they played the game, right?
It was the Super Bowl. They really, it was, look at the time. It's like 9 o'clock, 8.
Well, what
eight.
I see is 6:58 p.m. This would be first quarter
okay,
of the Super Bowl.
Okay, so that'd be first quarter. I saw it released like 8 something, but either way, they put it out during the Super Bowl.
It's a disgrace.
While the Eagles were playing in the Super Bowl, man. Like, all timed up.
Right. That's a disgrace. So here are the quotes from Joel. He says, because earlier in the day he was quoted in the when the Sixers played that afternoon game, was that the Celtics or Bucks, whatever game that was.
They were playing the Bucks.
Yeah, and he was quoted, it's, yeah, all right. So anyway, here are quotes that are in the article that night. I think, this is Joel, I think the straightforward answer is that when you've got something that's inconsistent, at some point you've got to do something about it. We're looking into every option. He goes on to say, at some point, and by the way, Ray, when I say summer, you're going to explode. I know you are. There we go.
That's not the Lisa Salters report.
No. Oh, but okay, I'm going to give you a quote with Joel in the summer. And Joel talking about the summer is going to bother you, and it should bother everyone. Yeah. Here's what he says. At some point, I probably need to just, especially when the summer comes around, these few months to just recover fully.
Really?
Like I said, don't know what it is. But if that keeps being the same pattern, then obviously you've got to try something else. You know, one of the biggest disasters in there, don't know what it is. I mean, think about that, guys. Like,
wait, you don't know what it is? The pattern?
No, but the actual
injury. They're saying that they don't know what the injury is. The fact that there's, like, mystery about it.
I've really wondered if it's arthritis. And it's just...
Well, there's no mystery there. You can see on the x-ray what the arthritic change.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a disaster. And what has he got? 4 years left? 3 years left? What's he got?
Well, he just
got the new deal.
Because I think it was a 3-year extension to maybe a 2-year existence.
Yeah, I think he's got 4 more after this year, I believe.
That's what I think it is. 4 more after this. It's not good, Gus.
No.
Should have not played in the Olympics.
Yeah,
well, he said it. Yeah. That's basically what he's saying. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really, really bad. I'll tell you what's not bad. I got to hear it again. Because I think more than anything in the last 24 hours, audio that I enjoyed was Mel Kiper talking about Howie Roseman. This puts me in a better mood than hearing Joel Embiid talk about, you know, Joel Embiid. Let's listen to Mel Kiper yesterday talking about Howie.
The Eagles are an interesting team, Field, because they, whatever they touch, turns to gold. I think Jimmy Johnson said it right. You could have given an MVP in that Super Bowl to Howie Roseman. And I know Michael Strahan said it's got to be a player. Well, those players wouldn't have been there, Michael, without Howie Roseman making all these moves.
Both that's
in free agency, in terms of trading up to get Jalen Carter, Devontae Smith, Cooper DeJean in the second round. Howie Roseman was going to go downfield. I'll make this statement. It's not bold at all. Okay. He's one of the best GMs in NFL history by far.
I agree.
He's a Hall of Famer, guaranteed Hall of Fame guy. Put him in the Hall of Fame now. Howie Roseman has been, I don't even say arguably, he's right now as good as any GM in the history of this game.
So that's a massive Howie praise. I don't know if the last sentence is accurate, but he's up there. He's up there somewhere. I mean, he's built 3 different teams that have reached a Super Bowl, 2 of which have won it, and generally sustained greatness. I mean, they've made, you know, or goodness at least. They've made the playoffs 7 out of 8 years, which is an accomplishment. They did it with 3 different quarterbacks if you count Foles in 18. I mean, Foles saved their ass in 2018. Let's be real. Saved them. They were going to make the playoffs without Foles and did in 2017. 2018 without Foles, they don't make the playoffs. So basically, they made the playoffs with Carson, with Foles, and with Jalen. That's pretty damn impressive.
It's just unprecedented. The quality of player and character. Like that mesh that they go for here.
Yeah.
The player talent and character confluence here. It's like off the charts. It's higher than anywhere else. Somehow, Howie Roseman has placed a priority on the person part.
It's how you handle adversity. It's part of how you handle adversity.
It helps the team handle adversity.
Yeah.
That they've just gone out and hand selected these guys that have just the right mindset
from
the get go.
I agree.
And that helps things. But man, you talk about four foresight. Right. Howie Roseman continues to nail it.
Yeah.
Where other people don't even think about these concepts, it just feels like we're in such good hands.
Yeah, they are. So it's not adversity right now with probably losing free agents, but it's complexity. It's who to sign. It's who to kind of let walk. It's, you know, because, guys, we talk about so much who they can keep. There's also other teams' free agents. I mean, you want to find the next Mekhi Becton, the next C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the next Zach Baum, whatever. So let's listen to Elliot talking yesterday.
Miles Garrett.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen, but we'll see.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's Elliot on... I guess I'll just say this way. Be prepared to lose some good players. Here's Elliot.
This is one of the tightest salary cap situations I can remember the Eagles having. So they have somewhere between $18 to $20 million in salary cap space, which sounds like a lot, but they normally like to keep around $10 million for the following season to have through the year. And you have to pay your draft class. So that's $3, $4 million. So a decent chunk of that is somewhat already spoken for. So when you talk about Mekhi Becton, Josh Sweat, Milton Williams, Zach Bond, I think they'll probably keep... I think they'll keep one of them. I think they'll re-sign Zach Bond. The other three, I think Milton Williams is probably gone. I think Josh Sweat's definitely gone. And Mekhi Becton, maybe if the market isn't what they think, because I know they like him. But I think they're entering this offseason thinking they're going to get a lot of compensatory picks next year.
Because of these free agents.
Because they're going to lose. Josh Sweat will get paid. Milton Williams will get paid. And I think Mekhi Becton will get paid. So if those three all get big deals and you yourself don't sign a big deal... You then get, I think, will likely be third-round picks. So if you let those three guys walk, you're getting third-round picks in 2026 for them, in my opinion.
Okay. So there's no world in which they're keeping all of these guys?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. No. And there's probably no world in which they're keeping two. Maybe two is the max,
I think two is the max.
Wow. Two is the max. That's something.
And it's doable, though.
Well,
two is doable.
But I don't think it's doable if either of those is Sweat or Williams.
I agree with that because they're going to get the most.
Oh, yeah.
James, is Slay gone? Is part of the whole thing here going cheap at corner, throwing a Ringo or a Rodgers?
I mean, they
Rogers.
Might put Cooper on the outside, but I think if not, then it's Rodgers or whatever. I think Slay is gone.
One thing I love about Cooper inside is that he tackles. You tackle more from the slot because, you know, you're closer to where running backs are. So I do love his... his impact in the slot, but
I do too. But if you have the idea of having him and Quinn, if he's good enough on the outside, I mean, having just shutdowns on the outside for the next decade or whatever.
All right,
let's go.
You know, the dead cap for Darius Slay is almost $23 million.
Well, that is a disaster. We got to ask Elliot about that because I know a lot of people have assumed he's gone, and that's
he said he would be.
Surprises me you say that, John. I'm
surprised too.
Even post June 1, you sure you got the right number?
That's a good question. I don't know. It probably chops into that.
Okay, fair enough.
I hope it chops into that.
All right. One more thing is, I feel like we're doing a tour here from Joel and the Sixers to Elliot on the Eagles. Let's get to Bryce Harper and the Phillies. So the Phils season starts.
From Joel to Elliot to Harper.
Dude, there's a trifecta for you. Here is Bryce Harper because we know the Phillies might change the lineup this year. And Bryce talked about where he'll bat or where he could bat, and also mentality for the team as they approach the season. Here's Bryce.
Obviously, I'm a three-hole hitter, and I have been. But whenever they tell me to hit two or four, I've done that in the past, as you guys know. So I want to win. So I don't care what that takes. You want to start out hot, and you're going to go the ebbs and flows of the season, obviously. But as a team, we just need to understand that to just play the game all year long, play it right, play hard, take the ebbs and flows, and get hot at the right time, obviously, by the end of the year. And, I mean, obviously, I want to win the division. That's the first thing. And then get into postseason and stuff like that. But it doesn't matter if you're the best team in baseball or not. You just got to go in there and play the game and do it the right way all the way through.
Look, my mindset, honestly, is to keep Schwarber 1 and Harper 3 because I think you can win a lot that way. They've won a lot of games that way.
We saw them win a lot of games but not win the games that matter the most, right?
Yeah, but they didn't not win because of Schwarber. They didn't win because guys had horrible at-bats and the frickin' bullpen completely collapsed. By the way, Noel also had a not good start in that critical. What was that, Game 3, James?
Game 3.
Oh, that one hurt. That one hurt. I hope people are, and look, I love Nola. I mean, I'm a huge Nola fan. But I remember when they won that second game and Sanchez pitched 2, and we're all like, all right, Nola's got 3 up in New York. Trust the veteran on the road. He was not good that night. He wasn't.
Stott, Bohm, Harper. If Bohm is right, if his mind is where it needs to be, the talent, man. Putting the bat on
Wait,
the ball.
Wait, which player? Stott?
Bohm. If Bohm's head is right, if Stott's body, if his elbow is right, think about that lineup. I mean, I love that. You're going left, right, left. It feels like all three of these guys are, man, they're going to fight. They're going to battle.
Well, unless they don't.
Put the bat on that
Unless
thing.
They all screw it up and swing at bad pitches, which wouldn't shock anybody.
Yeah.
Wouldn't shock anybody. All right, let's get to Steve in Cherry Hill. Steve, good morning.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that earlier.
No worries, buddy.
No problem, Steve.
So anyway, I'm glad you guys keep it real because I'm going to keep it real. I apologize to Barkley and the crew. I just thought they were going to lose that game some way, somehow. Hmm. And I didn't have confidence in our quarterback, Hurts. But he proved me wrong, man, and I'm happy as a lark. So
He played really great. He really did.
I basically loved the Eagles, been following them since 68, so I'm old. But anyway, I just wanted to call to apologize, guys. It's a great show as usual.
Thank you, Steve. It's very, very kind of you. All right, give me an answer. You can win the Dave Matthews tickets. What's a great outfit from a movie or show?
Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman.
Which one?
Red dress?
Yeah, red dress.
Oh, okay, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
You know what?
Quick and to the point right there.
I can't. Well, that too, but Julia Roberts, red dress.
Yeah, you love Pretty Woman.
Listen. Oh, James, you watched
you're
Titanic.
Just trying to get your
I did, yeah.
All right, James told me earlier today he watched Titanic, and he'll give me his 30-year later review on the air. James?
That's correct, yes.
Why did you watch Titanic?
Because so many people like Joe, our buddy Tommy, kept telling me, no, it's a really good movie. You should watch. You should give it a shot again.
I
hadn't seen it since the 90s, so I was like, you know what? It's been a long time. I will give it a chance again.
And?
It's exactly what I thought it was.
Like, which is what?
It's fine. It's not great.
It's phenomenal.
No, the Rose Jack stuff is horrible. Like, the Rose Jack stuff is like, actually hard to watch. Like, the dialogue, the back and forth, the spitting, like, all that stuff is bad. Like, it's bad movie making.
Well, they're in different classes of society.
It's just bad. It's awkward.
Why do you think it's
so phenomenal?
Also,
the movie is 3 hours and 15 minutes for absolutely no reason. Like, what are we doing here? There was so much. It was so much longer. Yeah. It's a well-made movie. James Cameron's awesome, and like, there are spots where you're like, wow, that was a really cool shot. And I will say, Leo is effervescent. Like, in the movie, it's like Leo is
talk English. I don't know what that means.
Like,
Leo
pops off the screen. You're like, wow, that guy is a freaking movie star.
And
Kate Winslet's good too. But like, it is 3 hours and 15 minutes that I wish I could have back, is what I could say.
John, your question is, why do I love it?
It's just a little heavy-handed. Yeah,
It's so melodramatic. It's too much.
Right. Why did they make it so self-important?
All right, here's why I loved it. In no particular order. Number one, they took us on the Titanic. Okay? I felt like I was on the Titanic.
That part is cool. I agree. Okay. The movie-making is impressive.
I'm going to start with that.
I'll say that.
Number two, they did something that's pretty damn cool. They took a tragedy and made it a love story. That's unique. Okay, that's unique. Okay, so I'm going to give...
Is it, though?
Yes.
I mean, it's Romeo really and Juliet. I mean, we've done that forever. Like, there's so many examples of that.
No. Wrong. Titanic is a real thing. Like, someone said, let me take...
But the love story's not. Rose and Jack are made up.
No, but, but Romeo and Juliet are really made up.
So are Rose and Jack.
No, but the Titanic is not made up.
Rose and Jack are just as made up as Romeo and Juliet.
It took a true tragedy and put a love story into it. That's cool. That's creative.
Oh, man.
All right, number three is everything else. Freaking awesome. It's awesome. That's been in my answer.
Never
that's
not solid, a good have answer no at all. Interest in seeing
that's a disgrace.
Yeah, you're
you
good.
Did a terrible job of selling.
Yeah, because you're not worth you're not worth my time, John.
Terrible job.
You're not
worth it.
No.
Great sell.
No. If you don't know, you don't know.
To me.
You're a loser.
Yeah.
Okay.
I took the time. I spent 3 hours and 15 minutes rewatching
and
it.
And I can't believe you did.
Listen,
that.
America
I did it, honestly, I did it so I wasn't speaking from ignorance, because I saw it so long ago and I was rip on it and I didn't want to speak from ignorance. When now I just saw it. I literally just saw it.
All right.
It's fine.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.